And congratulations to you. I was not able to attend, but I understand you and Anderson Cooper, had a little
bonding. Hit it off. Yes.
What's he like?
He's actually a very nice guy, and thank you very much. This was the Peter C. Cook Award from Davenport University, and I'm very humbled because Peter Cook, of course, many listeners will have known Peter. He was a wonderful, wonderful man, a great entrepreneur, great philanthropist, and invested in many, many local startups long before venture capital, angel capital was really even talked about many years ago. And so to receive the award named after someone who really epitomizes the spirit of West Michigan was quite something. And Anderson Cooper was a very, very, very kind, down-to-earth, really chatty. Everybody wanted to take a selfie with him, and he was up for it. It was just a really, really fun evening.
Son of Gloria Vanderbilt, right?
Yes, he is. The son of Gloria Vanderbilt. Just an interesting, and I'm reading his book, The Rainbow Comes and Goes. It's on the New York Times bestseller list for nonfiction, and it's quite interesting.
Well, again, thank you for serving and doing what you do here. All right, we have to talk about what you and the Right Place has been doing. How about this recent European trip?
Well, as many of your listeners know, we do a lot of overseas marketing, although I have to remind everybody 80% of what we do is local. Yes. For our local and existing businesses. But we also obviously market the region. And the Hannover Trade Show has been for many, many years the world's largest multi-manufacturing industrial show in the world. It was created by the Allies, actually, 70 years ago this year to showcase what was left of then Germany's industrial infrastructure, and it has grown to really enormous proportions. Every year, the fair has a partner country, and they will feature particularly companies from that partner country, and this year it was the United States. President Obama and the Chancellor of Germany opened the show. They walked the show, so we saw them talk to companies. It was pretty cool. Yes, it was. And there were over 400 exhibitors from the United States there. There were also, and this is, I think, germane to my work and our work at the Right Place, 200 economic development organizations from the United States present at the fair. So when we go, just know the competition is really fierce. So the governor went because there were many Michigan companies exhibiting, and let's say a lot of German companies exhibit there that also have a presence in Michigan. So we visited with them and said thank you for your investment in our state. That's always a very important thing to do, and they're always delighted to see a governor. There were governors from, I think, 20 states there. So it's very competitive. The business has become globally extraordinarily competitive, our economic development business. In addition to which, I had 25 of my own appointments from companies from the Czech Republic to Germany to the Netherlands to Italy, Denmark, and Sweden. So and then, of course, I always do a lot of retention calls on our existing firms that have a presence here. But you want to go to headquarters and say thank you for your presence here. And two of those companies have recently expanded. One is Swoboda in Kentwood on 52nd Street, and they've been here 19 years. We brought them here 19 years ago. And if you help them along long enough, they're now part of us, and they just expanded. And then Eto Magnetics, currently on Patterson, they're building a brand new 60,000 square foot building a little to the south of there, and we brought them here 11 years ago. So if you take good care of of your existing,
of your babies,
good news, uh-huh, of the base, more good news comes. So, yeah, so was good. Was a very successful trip.
Let's have you expand into several new projects you've been working on, if you would.
Well, we just announced a project this week. We go by, we live with metrics, and so our metrics are coming along very nicely. Our metric for a three-year strategic plan and investment was $390 million. We are now well over $540 million. We are heading toward 4,000 new jobs and retained jobs. Our goal is 5,500, and obviously we're pushing hard to make that. And our payroll numbers are looking very good. We announced a company expansion this week called Eagle Films, over 17 million investment and 50 new jobs, very, very well-paying jobs, and we're expecting another announcement next week. So along with Edo and with we've announced a project now just about every month or two every month since the beginning of the year. So we have a good pipeline, and the community and the region are continue to really do well. Yeah.
Burger Close again. The Right Place, a regional economic development organization founded in 1985, coming off a celebration supported through investments from the private and public sector. President Burger Close with us. Update of the RPI strategic plan, please.
Yes. You know, it's really scary how fast time goes, but 3 years ago, right about now, we were working with Price Waterhouse to write a new strategic plan for us. We decided at that time it would be a three-year plan rather than a five-year plan. The world just changes so fast with technology and everything. And we're already in the third year of that three-year plan. And at the beginning of the year, we're like, oh, wow, we have to. So we are doing a refresher, not a whole new plan. And as a matter of fact, we're doing this again with Price Waterhouse, really looking at what has worked. Both with the staff, with the board, of course, and with other community leaders, what has worked over those 2.5 years now, what are potential hurdles coming up that in the global economy, in the U.S. economy, this is not a political statement, but elections do play a role in companies making decisions. Oftentimes they wait till elections are over to see who wins and what that means for the business climate. So, you know, you have to take all of those things into consideration when you are updating your strategic plan, because you're looking at business risk, you're looking at political risk, you're looking at investment risk, you're looking at, you know, what is new out there, are the industries that you have chosen to really concentrate on, where are they headed? Where are they headed not only at the regional level, but where are they headed globally? Obviously, low oil prices play a role as well. So you have to look at all these macroeconomic influencers, and then you look at your region and what is working here, the resources we have to deploy, which parts of our businesses are doing well, mm-hmm. and which ones do you want to build on. And so that's the process we're going through. And when that's finished, and we hope to be finished by September, then the staff will go and then develop our tactical plan along with our metrics for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So, and then we'll have the conversation at the end of those 3 years.
Right. And but it's to me and to the board and to the team, we feel it's extremely critical to take that kind of a critical look with a third party. Mm-hmm. Because you can get caught up in your own little world. Things are going well, but you don't look right and left because you keep your head to the, you know, to you forward and move. And so having a party, having professionals like the Price Waterhouse team really look and say, did this really work? Why not? And give you a perspective, an outside perspective, I think is very important. And the other thing is, to me, having a strategic plan gives you a guidepost. Otherwise, anything will get you there, and you count anything and everything that flies, and we don't do that. I need a plan that I can execute on and that my staff can use as a guidepost to execute our. That's very important.
Don't make the plan and stick it away in a drawer.
No. Yeah, this plan is a well-used plan. And so it gives you the... Is this part of our plan? Are we up to the plan? Were our metrics in the plan? And then sometimes we get asked to take on things, which is very nice. But we can say then with confidence, this fits into our plan or it doesn't. Because the other thing that we believe in is to stay in our lane, to make sure that what our investors in the community is charging us with, the development of our regional economy doesn't get sidetracked by an issue that's not ours. So plan a good solid strategic plan with a good tactical plan behind it, to me, is, you know, the way to go. So I'm excited about the review.
How does the community help?
The community has just been fabulous. I always ask, you are also the marketers of this community. Everyone who lives here is marketing this community wherever you go, whoever you touch, wherever you work. So please help continue us to make this place truly the successful community that it is. And I want to thank everybody. We talk a lot about these kind of issues and what it is we do, but at the end of the day, it's the people of a community who make the community great.
The right place.
So, thank you.
Advancing the West Michigan Economy. How do we find out more information, Birgit?
www.rightplace.org. We just rolled out a new website. You should find an awful lot of really good information there.
Great. Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much. Spring is almost here. Yeah.